Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Haq Dawa Group.
بسم الله الرحمن
بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن
بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Haq Dawa Group.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي
Assalamu alaikum. In this last section about the virtues and blessings of Jumu'ah, we will go over actions that are highly recommended to engage in so as to take the best advantage and gather as much rewards as possible on this blessed day. Several hadiths point to and give so many pieces of advice about the actions a Muslim should engage in to gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day. Some examples of these actions are 1. Cutting off the nails. Abu Huraira, may Allah be satisfied with him, reported that 5 added demonstrations of fitrah. Circumcision, evacuating the hair underneath the navel, trimming the mustache, trimming the nails and cutting the hair under the hams. Fitra means a natural and innate way. 2. Reading Surah Al-Kahf. It was described from Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever reads Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, it will be illuminated with light between the two Fridays. 3. Making a lot of duha. There is a special hour on Friday during which all prayers are accepted and answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is part of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this day with over all other days of the week. On this day, there is a time when no Muslim stands and prays asking Allah for something, but Allah will grant it to him. And he gestured with his hands to indicate how short that time is. This is an hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. 4. Taking a bath, ghusl. Washing up and refining oneself totally by performing ghusl, great bathing. Described by Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ani, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, say, when one of you wants to come to Jumu'ah, let him perform ghusl. Hadith from Sahih al-Muslim. 5. Wearing clean clothes, doing miswak and applying perfume. 6. Going to the mosque early. Described by Abu Huraira, Allah's Messenger, peace and endowments be upon him, said, when it is Jumu'ah, the angels stand at the gate of the masjid and keep on writing the names of the persons coming to the masjid in succession according to their arrivals. The example of the one who enters the masjid in the earliest hour is that of one offering a camel in sacrifice. The one coming next is like one offering a cow, and then a ram, and then a chicken, and then an egg, respectively. When the imam comes out for Jumu'ah sermon, the angels fold their papers and listen to the sermon. This hadith was reported by Bukhari in his written records titled Sahih al-Bukhari. 7. Sending a lot of blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. It was narrated by Haus ibn Haus that the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, The best of your days is Friday. On that day, Adam, peace be upon him, was created. On that day, he died. On that day, the trumpet will be blown. And on that day, all of creation will swoon. So, send a lot of blessings upon me, for your blessings will be shown to me. They said, O Messenger of Allah, how will our blessings upon you be shown to you when you have turned to dust? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the earth to consume the bodies of the prophets. Peace be upon them. 8. Walk to the mosque. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ani portrayed the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, talking as, He who purifies himself, performs wudu in his house and then walks to one of the houses of Allah, the mosque, for performing an obligatory salat, one step of ease will wipe out his sins, and another step will elevate his rank in Al-Jannah. We can find this hadith in Sahih al-Muslim. 9. Listening carefully to Jummah khutbah. Whoever says to his friend while the Imam is delivering the khutbah on Friday, keep quiet, also commits an absurdity. Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari reported this hadith in their written accounts titled Sahih al-Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari respectively. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy give us the strength and faith to engage in all these activities. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.